RadioSaintPete.com. We are sitting in the press box at historic Al Lang Field. And when we're at Al Lang Field, there's a good chance there's a ball game coming up soon. And the ball game we're talking about will actually be two games coming up this Sunday at Al Lang Field. It is the Vet Sports Wounded Warrior Softball Series coming to St. Petersburg. And we'll see a game between the Wounded Warriors and the St. Pete Police and Fire Department on Sunday afternoon, as well as a game featuring some Major League alumni players. And our guests on Radio St. Pete are...
My name is Sergeant Brian Taylorella. I'm the VP of Vet Sports.
Right. And you are?
I am Sergeant Jeremy Four, and I am the West Florida Regional Coordinator for Vet Sports.
Right. Terrific. Well, let's talk first of all about the Vet Sports organization and what you guys have been doing, how long you've been doing it, and where have you been doing it?
Yeah, but Vet Sports was founded 2 years ago. We are a national nonprofit, a sports nonprofit for veterans. We believe in a community organization for that, so that when veterans reintegrate back in the community, there's an outlet for them to rehabilitate and to build relationships with other veterans.
That's terrific. And again, it's a national organization, so you have done similar events in other cities.
Yeah, we have. We've played in Illinois, Houston, Texas. We have an annual event. We're in D.C. every year, Michigan every year, and then this will be our first year in St. Petersburg.
How did you end up in St. Petersburg?
Well, I moved down here 2 years ago. This place has become my home of amazing veteran presence here and veteran support here, and I really wanted to start a Vet Sports chapter that can kind of emulate the rest of the country and be an example for the rest of the country. So we wanted to start down here, and it's been going great.
Okay, well, let's focus in on the activities. I know the participants are going to be, in the Santa Parade, and they're going to be at First Friday on Central Avenue this Friday night. And but the actual ball games and other activities are going to occur at Al Lang Field on Sunday afternoon. So let's kind of talk through what the plans are, and I'll let either of you take it.
Yeah, well, it'll be December 8th, Sunday, December 8th. The gates will open at 12. We'll have some festivities for the kids out front. We'll have a fire truck, some military vehicles, and police vehicles. We'll have concessions, 50-50 raffle, and we'll have three games, as you said, against police and fire, and then an alumni game. We'll have some special guests from the Rays coming out to do a first pitch, and we'll also have Ireland Nugent coming out to do our first pitch.
That's terrific, and Raymond will be here.
And Raymond will be there.
Yeah. You know it's a Rays event if you have Raymond. Your role in putting the organization together for this event on Sunday?
Well, I started with Vet Sports about a year ago. I'd been having some problems with my knee and what had been injured and on the couch, not doing anything for many years. Vet Sports came along and just reignited my passion for helping other soldiers. It's been amazing. This event's going to be great for everyone. We're going to have a lot of, hopefully, big Major League Baseball player alumni out. It's going to be a great event. Hope everybody can come out.
And where and when did you serve?
I'm currently in as a reservist right at the moment. I've been in the military. This is my 15th year. And just trying to finish it out. I've been to Kuwait. That's my only big deployment. As a reservist, I don't really do a whole lot of things, but I'm an Army watercraft operator. I go to Cuba quite a bit. We're always in Jamaica, Cuba, Haiti, other things like that. We're in the Philippines right now. Our unit was activated last week to the Philippines. So a lot of humanitarian missions.
That's great. And you, sir?
I was an infantryman for 6 years. I was wounded, lost my leg in Baghdad, Iraq, to a roadside bomb. I went through rehab for 3 years and got out and started Vet Sports, started school full-time.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for your service. Let's recap one more time. On Sunday afternoon at Al Lang Field, the gates will open at 12 noon. Tickets are $10, and for the military, $5, and 14 and under, the kids get in for free. The concessions will be open. There'll be softball and baseball on one of the most beautiful baseball fields anywhere in the country, the home of spring training since the 1920s, and we'll be playing softball in December for the Vet Sports Wounded Warrior Softball Series. Make your plans to come out to the stadium and support these guys, and we should be saying that proceeds are going to benefit the Miracle League as well.
The Miracle League and Vet Sports.
Great.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being with us, and we hope everybody will be at Al Lang Field on Sunday shortly after 12 noon for a great event. For RadioSaintPete.com at Al Lang Field, I'm Joe Bordeaux.